The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Dear friends, if we were to practice this gospel, it would be one of the hardest of all. And this morning, as I was doing my prayer, I stumbled upon one of the prayers that we have in our Liturgy of the Hours, and I wanted to start this homily this way. It says the following: "Lord God of power and might," and here's the part that's the most interesting, "nothing is good which is against your will, and all is of value which comes from your hand." So everything that the Lord proposes, every word we hear in the Gospels, is good. And the moment we deviate from that, or the moment that we forget that that's where the wisdom lies, then we start feeling it some way, somehow, first in our souls and later on in our bodies. Because as we know from doctors, body and soul are so connected. And the people who have peace of soul, in many occasions, of course, there's illnesses that have nothing to do with the soul, but they are more at peace. And so let's talk today about the law of humility in very simple terms. It's almost like we have to walk the talk with the images of humility. We look at, trees, for example, in places where you have strong winds, and this maybe more in the south. I used to live in Houston, and boy, the rain, when it falls, it pours down there. And how they are moved by winds and by storms and sometimes by hurricanes or by tornadoes. And what makes them stand and endure all of that? Well, it's the roots. It's how they're firmly grounded. It's those things that nobody sees that are not visible to the normal eye, to the naked eye. How are our roots? How much do we imitate he whose only time to say, "Hey, take me as your model," he said, "follow me imitate me who I'm meek and humble." We look at also in nature, mountains. The higher you go, the less life there is. If you've ever, climbed a mountain, I'm sure most of us have at one point or another. And the higher you go, the higher you want to exalt, there's less life there. But in the valleys that you can't see, there's so much life because the water from above just trickles down and gives life. And that's maybe where the animals are feeding. And we're called to also be food for others. Our lives, our wisdom, And, you know, there's so many actions that we do every day that might have a little bit more pride than we'd like. Let's think about the ways in which we become more humble. You probably have examples better than I would have. But, you know, when we speak a lot about ourselves in social settings, where we're the center of the conversation, and every time somebody brings up something, instead of, let me be interested in what they're saying, no, I pull it to my side. It's like, oh yeah, I relate to that because I, and then here's my whole story. And then long story short, but the long story is long. Long story long, and here we go. You love to hear yourself talk, right? Or I think about how many times, and this is psychology, this is not, and spirituality, how many times a way for a person who has a low self-esteem or is flying low for some reason, not feeling too good about themselves, but they don't even realize it, the way to get a little bit higher, and I say this because my dad was like that when he lived, is stepping on somebody, that is criticizing somebody. So if I criticize that person, I look a little bit better, at least to myself. So criticism. And where does criticism start? Up here. And it just comes out, but it's up here. So imagine how many tactics, how many exercises we could do every day of, well, you know, I'm going to shut myself up every time my mind starts saying, oh yeah, look at him, but of course, you know, he does that. Or look at her. I mean, she seems very put together, but I know what she did 10 years ago. As if people couldn't start over, or as if we hadn't done something. This, for example, this call-out culture that Americans love. I see something, I'm going to call you out. Is that what Jesus did? See something and, hey, everybody, she was just found guilty. No. So a lot of the humility just starts with habits of changing my mind, what I think about people. And then, of course, you know, that's, as we already said, manifested through our mouths, through our conversations, through what we say about people. This idea of, do you remember that saying, which I always get wrong, if you do it to me once, it's on me. No, it's on you, but if you do it to me twice, it's on me. It's so anti-gospel. It means, you know, let's live like this before all the brothers and sisters. Let's not presume the best in them. Oh yeah, Father, but if you knew how many people have taken advantage of me, still? Yeah, of course, it's okay to be on guard with people who seem to be, you know, who seem to deceive or manipulate. But as a first attitude towards the world, I am called, just like the first prayer that I read, everything that Jesus would do, he's calling me to do. One of the ways to become more humble is the simplest of all, which it's, I kind of like the solution to everything, which is prayer. Where we go and we say to the Lord, Lord, how do you see my brothers and sisters around me? What do you think of them? Because we know that the summary of all the law is love to him, which is not a problem, right? Because he doesn't, well, no, some people do have a problem with God. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, you probably don't because you're here. But some people get angry with God every week for some reason. He didn't give me what I wanted, which is also a lack of humility. But the summary of the law is really how we get along with our brothers and sisters, because every mom and dad want their children to get along. And by not getting along, of course, we offend the mother or the father. And God is both mother and father. Father and mother. So I think that we have, each one of us can kind of, during the rest of the Mass, be saying, Holy Spirit, all right, regarding the readings, because if you noticed, first reading and gospel, as normally happens, are very united, very, very connected as far as, this is the weekend of humility. How am I being humble? What can I do to be humbler, to not stand out? We just heard the Lord say, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. How can we get the Lord to exalt us? What are those areas, those nooks and crannies where we tend to be very prideful? In which way? And I'm sure it varies from personality to personality. So let's ask Our Lady who, in the Magnificat, right? We hear that God was thrilled with her humility and he exalted her. And we speak about her, not because she came out and was the most talkative or the best criticizer or the loudest. Actually, she was the simplest, the humblest. And let's ask Our Lady to help us find in our own improvement, betterment, our own, you know, sanctification of our lives. Mother, in what way can I also be like you? In what way can I be humbler? Amen.